I'm here with Jared Waitley from ABC Grandstand. Jared, there's a test match that gets underway tomorrow, finally, this test match series against India. Are you ready?
I am ready, but I'm not quite sure what to expect. So I think we move through the phases. Typically, tomorrow dawns as one of the truly exciting days of the year. It's the lead-off point to the summer, and it has a great vibe around it on a work day on the countdown to either 10:30 or 11 o'clock. A week and a half ago, there was a sense of dread around this, I think, is how would anybody front up to it. But now, yes, it's entirely appropriate that cricket should resume. What it looks like and how it feels is, I think we're all just going to have to live through that. And that's from the outside. So put yourself in the position of those who are preparing to take the field.
So you feel completely pumped. You're ready to go out and watch a game of test cricket tomorrow. There's not part of you that's sort of just a bit hesitant.
No, I'm not pumped. I'm utterly intrigued by it in a way. And I do think it's appropriate now that cricket should restart. Is if you think through the phases of the last 10 days, there's now nothing else for it but to get back to playing cricket. Now, it's my belief that cricket is forever changed, but it will take time to actually understand how. And then I feel like I'm in the hands of the players here. It's a little bit what you said about the scheduling of it, is whatever they think is fine by me. If they want to open the test match with a ceremonial bouncer to all feel the sense of camaraderie around it, declared between batsman and bowler beforehand, then that's totally fine. If they felt they wanted Philip Hughes to be named as the 13th man, I understand the debate around it. That's totally fine by me. Michael Clarke wants to play. I don't care whether his hamstring is right. That's his decision. That's totally fine by me. So I look forward to getting a greater understanding, I think, out of tomorrow's play is what the current environment is.
I want to play something that Mitchell Johnson had to say about Michael Clarke and the fact that Michael Clarke is playing. He's got the all clear, and as you say, probably doesn't need to get the all clear to be out there, given he's the captain, he's leading the nation, not just the cricket team. But Mitchell Johnson used some interesting words today.
He's been an aggressive leader. You know, we've always had, you know, pretty aggressive fields, and to have him in the batting order as well, the amount of runs that he scored, he's really keen to get out there and score some more for Australia. So he just has something about him when he's out there as captain. Everyone listens, and you know, you're sort of watching him, and he just goes about the job really well.
Jared, I reckon Mitchell Johnson's got it right that he's an aggressive leader and that he has an aggressive brand of cricket. He has an aggressive cricket brain. Australia has an aggressive cricket culture. So what happens tomorrow? Can aggression carry the day?
No, not to my way of thinking, but again, I won't impose judgments on it until we see it.
It's not about judgment, really. It's more just about what you think's actually possible.
Yeah, I don't think Australia will just snap back to the ultra-aggressive way that they play cricket. I don't think that would be a study of the human condition. That would be authentic. It could be sort of confected aggression as a way of trying to get through it and re-establish the playing cricket. I suspect what we'll see will be one of the most gentlemanly tests ever staged. And if you think back to the last test match between Australia and India, the last day of which was completely undermined by an ill-tempered Dave Warner tweet in the lead-up to it,
That's right.
One of the most disgraceful days of test cricket I've ever seen. And those two teams would have gone at each other with bricks if they'd been allowed to, as they observed no boundaries whatsoever and disgraced test cricket, I think we'll see the complete opposite to that. I think we'll see a test match which is played in good spirit and is played to win, but without the nasty edge to it. And I think accepting failure, accepting defeat, I think will be part of this test match. I expect it will be peculiar. I expect it will be different from the second test. But I honestly, we won't know until we see it. And I believe the players won't know until they play it.
Because of the changes in scheduling, we've now got a test series, four test series that's bookended by Adelaide, Philip Hughes' adopted state, adopted home test, and Sydney, his original home test, and of course the place where he was struck in what proved ultimately to be a fatal blow. What's the Sydney test going to be like?
No, I'm not. I really don't know the answer to that, because in this context, it's become a sacred site, is in the words of Michael Clarke, at the funeral. Is the first time Australian cricketers go out to play there. I don't know how they will feel about it, and you wouldn't be human if you didn't sense something. So tomorrow, Brad Haddin sort of broke tomorrow down into the first hour, so I expect the first hour will be emotion-charged, and I honestly don't know whether it would be better if Australia batted or bowled. If they bowl, they're all in it together.
Mm.
If they bat, then sort of two and then one are sent out at a time. So I don't know, other than as a study of sport, as a mirror of humanity, and that's, you know, that's, I do think that's when sport's at its best, is this will be, this will have something to it tomorrow. It'll be extraordinary, I suspect, to observe.
We should note that the Sheffield Shield gets underway as well, and my understanding is that all teams are playing, so no one has said we can't turn up. South Australia, for example, didn't say that. Do we learn anything from what happens at the Sheffield Shield? I think there's a game at the SCG even. Does that have any bearing on the Test summit at all?
I don't think so, because the Test is played at the same time. If Sheffield Shield had begun today, I think it would have carried a sense of ceremony to it. But it will live with all the individuals who play, and therefore collectively with their teams. Sean Abbott is named to play for his state again. I sincerely hope that he does.
Yeah, I take that as great news.
He feels that he can.
Yeah.
Just as a comment on him, no judgment. I hope he feels like he can, and I hope he does. And I think that would be every bit as big a step as what we'd see at the Adelaide Oval, I think.
Yeah, I think that might be right. You're right, it's going to be fascinating to watch for reasons that I would hope we'd never had confronted, but we do. It's a big summer of cricket as well, Jared. Thank you very much for speaking to us, and with any chance, we might speak once more before the year's out.
I'm sure we will.
Jared Whateley from ABC Grandstand. I want to know how you feel about the cricket, actually. Are you looking forward to the Test match? Do you think it's right? Are you ready for it? 0418 226 576.